We got a situation here today for Ask Alex. Not even what it was supposed to be, but we just talked to Penny. Hashtag Penny the Pooper.
Hashtag Penny the Pooper. Make sure you use the hashtag if you're tweeting us at Joan Alex Show or on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.
Gosh, I mean, she said she had Mexican last night. And it just, it wasn't sitting well with her. And she got, what, a clogged toilet now? She doesn't
know
what to
do? Well, she had a one-night stand. The date went really well. They had Mexican on their date. She went home with him. This morning woke up. Her stomach was having some issues. She went to use the bathroom. It will not flush. And then she said, you know, I'm calling you guys because none of my friends are awake yet. His alarm's about to go off before he gets ready for work. And then in the middle of us trying to help her out, which obviously we gave really bad advice, she said his alarm was going off and she had to go.
317-239-1009. Lid the Web Girl, what are we getting on our Joan Alex Show social media?
Nicole says hot water, let it sit for 5 minutes, then flush.
Well, that's going to like loosen it up.
Hot water, that's going to make it the smell permeate.
But like cold water would make it freeze, so that's not a terrible idea right there. I think she's got something.
And then Ethan says, sounds like Joe has worked with unclogging toilets many of times.
Yeah. Trust me, I've clogged more toilets than I'd like to admit. And yeah, you need to know what you're doing up there. Plus, you ever have a toilet run over? You got to know how to turn that bad boy off.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh. Marietta's on the Joe and Alex Show. What would you say here for Penny the Pooper? Have you had a situation like this?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was so disappointed, Joe. You had her there to flushing that turd, and you gave up.
What
all
do you
she
mean?
Had to do was reach. All she had to do was reach in there and pull the part of the chain that had broken off.
Oh wait, hold on.
And it would have flushed.
I think you mean like you're disappointed in the rest of the show, not me. Because listen, I was trying every reasonable and logical technique to unclog a toilet or to make a toilet flush. I've got Alex over here. If you didn't hear it, saying, "Oh yeah, sit on the toilet and jump up and down. Use your butt as a plunger."
Somebody said my idea was a good idea on Twitter. By the way,
no, it is a terrible idea. I think in the history of plumbing, that's never been successful of unclogging a toilet or a pipe.
But you had her saved. You had her saved, and then you dropped it. You told her when she told you the chain was broken, and you started to tell her to reach in the water and pull the chain, and I was like, oh my God, where is this girl? I want to go help her flush this toilet so
bad. I know.
Bad.
Now you make us feel bad. I thought we had helped her the best we could, but you're saying we dropped the ball?
You guys did. I was doing it. Then you took her in another direction. Hey, thank you so much for the call
right.
This morning. We appreciate your help.
Vanessa on Twitter says, instead of using her body, she could have went to the kitchen and used Saran Wrap, push up and down with Saran Wrap as like a plunger. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
What?
You guys are expert toilet
unclogger. Make a sandwich in there with a Saran Wrap.
But you're expecting her to know where the Saran Wrap is, and does a guy
that's
have
true.
Saran Wrap?
And like, I don't think if she was walking around, she's going to wake him up, and that's even worse. She's going to wake him up before his alarm goes off.
Yeah, it's
double
terrible.
Whammy. Wake you up before the alarm goes off and clog your toilet. Bye. She's not getting a second date for
wake
sure.
Wake me up before you go. There we go. Let's talk to Jamie this morning. On the Joe and Alex Show. Jamie, what do you say?
I say the same thing the lady before said. You dropped the ball. She should have just followed the chain down and pulled up. And
are
the
you
flap would open.
I've never heard of that.
And it would have flushed.
I don't. Are you, hold on. I'm sorry I'm taking this so personal. I dropped the ball?
Well, somebody did.
Joe, you let her down.
You guys, I was trying to, then Alex and MYK are like,
yeah, I was
yeah.
over there sticking his toothbrush in
yeah,
there. I didn't know the scenario. I didn't know what was going on in the bowl.
I don't know much,
well,
but I know that.
Well, because if the chain's not connected, it won't, when you push the handle, it won't flush.
She said the chain is broken.
Pull the chain up.
But she said the chain is broken. So
but
then,
you can still follow it down to the flapper and pull that up.
The flapper,
see, I don't know what any of this
the
is.
The flapper is at the very bottom, and that's what holds the water. When you pull the lever on the toilet, the flapper comes up because the chain pulls it up, and then all the water's released, and it makes the stuff like
exactly.
move down the toilet. That's what
yes.
it is. There you go. All right,
exactly.
How many times have you clogged a toilet? Be honest.
A few.
There we go. That's my girl. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. 317-239-1009. We'll get to some more of your calls next. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Oh, my God. I feel so bad. Like, I was trying to help out Penny, and you guys just took it off track with all these wacky ideas. That poor girl.
Hashtag Penny the Pooper.